Hey, this is Karina, and this is the Mood Lab podcast. I'll share with you my personal stories, learnings, and philosophies, as well as those of the people who inspire me. We'll cover topics ranging from self-intimacy, tantra, and emotional embodiment, to nutrition and movement, to business, leading a team, and so, so much more. Expect to be inspired, laugh, and learn. And because this one has to be short and sweet, let's dive right in. Hey you, so I am recording an episode straight from Ibiza today, so I hope you don't mind that there might be a different sound and there might be some surround sound, some background noises, because there are other people in the house. I'm sitting in my beautiful room here in Ibiza right now. We are here on a mix of a work trip and birthday trip and all things combined, and just having a good time working remotely. And it's truly actually a funny mix, and probably something that you do not have in other companies pretty much. But we kind of are a company, or I'm working in a company where somehow we all became friends or have been friends before. So it's actually quite funny, a funny constellation, and pretty not normal, but it's beautiful and it is so fun, and definitely gives you a feeling of having your tribe and beautiful people around you and just amazing humans to have conversations with and to just live life with and create experiences and memories. And yeah, today we truly just spent the whole day celebrating one of my friends and colleagues' birthday, and I guess we made her day pretty special with a couple of surprises that we brought in for her and that we organized for her. But what I wanted to talk about to you today is this whole thing of, well, if you're a highly sensitive person like I am, or you're an introvert, then these kind of outings and occasions and experiences can sometimes be a bit overwhelming. And it is definitely for me always, but I have found my ways to navigate these kind of situations. And how I'm doing it is truly being able to say no to, well, like, let's say you're having a full day like today. I'm just sharing actually the current example with you. We had a full day planned. We went out this morning, we had lunch in the afternoon, and we just were together the entire day and spent time together, had fun, ate food, and made memories. And tonight we had another outing planned, so another dinner planned, but honestly for me that would have been way too much. So I enjoyed this day so much, and I was able to be so present. I was able to make beautiful memories, and now I was like, well, I have some emails on my laptop that need answering. I have some other things that I committed myself to do. I wanted to do a workout. I wanted to just have some me time. I just needed some alone time, some me time, some downtime, some relaxation. And I really, truly just communicated what I needed. And it's so beautiful to have those people around you that completely are fine with that, and actually feeling that they're fine with it and that it's okay for you to stay in, for example, for the night. And you know, most of us have that, and I had that too, and I sometimes have those thoughts in the back of my mind still, is like, oh, what if I'm missing out on something? What if they're creating a memory that I'm not part of then? But honestly, there are so many memories that we can create, and there are so many beautiful moments that we can enjoy together, that honestly it's not a single moment, it's like a collective of moments. And also, what if, well, if your energy is already drained, it doesn't really make sense to go out and to have another outing, another dinner whatsoever, if you cannot even be present. And so for me, it's really important to find that balance. And for me to be present, to be functioning in a group setting, it is super important for me, in especially in that scenario, to have that opposite side of relaxation, just being with myself and rejuvenating, to be able to bring forth that energy again in the next group outing, for example, in the next group gathering. Also, obviously, in the case that in which I am now, to actually live in one house with all those people for a couple of days. And so it's super important to find those ways to just be like, okay, girls and guys, I'm just gonna step back for a moment. I just need a bit time for myself. And it's totally okay. And you can voice that. And I just want to share this with you because I think it's so important, because actually I grew up with this huge fear of missing out. And actually I wasn't invited to most things while I was a child because I think I was just not cool enough in most occasions. And also because a lot of things were just too overwhelming for me, and so I didn't even bring myself into those situations. I think it was like on both ends, it just didn't feel right for me, and I was already super introverted and I didn't say much, obviously, so I wasn't really part of a group. And that is totally fine. This was just the way I grew up, and now I feel like I'm obviously way more conversational, etc. I'm especially good in conversations when it is one-to-one or like three people or like a small group of four people. When it's like five or six or something like that and more, it gets more difficult for me because it feels like it's more draining than energizing. And when it's a smaller group or like a one-on-one, it is energizing for me. And with those bigger groups, it just really is super, super draining. But the fun fact is that actually, and I just talked about this with my boss, is that, for example, when I'm working with my team and it's like a conversation that is held within a team, it feels super different to me. So actually in those occasions, I'm pretty good in communicating with many people or with a larger group of people. But probably that also is help to have that certain position and to be like, okay, this is how we're doing it. And you have like a whole strategy around the conversation. It is super different when you're just in a group gathering, which is just for fun, and you have like multiple conversations going on across one table, for example, then it gets more difficult. And that's when I see myself retreating. And it's nothing that really bothers me, but it's something I notice. And so I always love when groups split up a bit, or when I get to be with just one person again, or just two people in order to have these like more intimate conversations. I also feel like these more intimate conversations, they truly, like these deeper conversations, that they fill me up in some ways, probably because they spark interest within me, they spark inspiration within me, and they make it possible for me to communicate these things that are more dear to my heart. And I feel like those larger group conversations, often there is more of a notion of like conversations or topics that are more surface level. That's just how I feel, and that's just what I'm experiencing, but it's truly making a huge difference for me. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you, just to tell you, hey, if you feel like maybe you're a bit more of an introverted person, that is not a problem. You're not wrong. Nothing is wrong with you. And it's totally perfectly fine if you need that time to rejuvenate. And that, like me, for example, I need that habit, like keeping my habits, keeping my, bits in place that just help me to be myself and to get back my energy and to feel myself. And to feel like myself. Because if I'm not myself, if I am not feeling energized and well in my mind, in my body, then I cannot show up for the other people, and I cannot show up for my friends, for example. And then what is the use in being part of a group or being in a group setting when you cannot show up? So I feel like it is totally, perfectly amazing when you do everything that is so necessary for you to be able to show up. And only then it's actually amazing to be part of that group, because then only then for me it makes sense. And that is what I wanted to share with you today. I hope you're having a beautiful day, and I'm sending you such a big hug from Ibiza. This is truly a short one, but I hope you could take a little piece of it and some inspiration. Maybe next time you feel like, oh, I just don't want to go out today, you can maybe feel into yourself, okay, what is it that within me tells me I don't want to go out? Maybe there is something that you need to do first in order to be rejuvenated and then show up. Or maybe it's just not your setting. And obviously, if you're that person who's staying away from everything, then maybe think about, okay, what ways and what habits and what strategies can I can I, and self-care rituals really, can I create for myself and put in place for myself in order to be then able to show up and actually be in a group, be in a network, create experiences, have a community, because these things are truly so important. It's something that I didn't have as a child, and now I'm valuing it even more, because having a community, having people that understand you, people who you can communicate with on such a deep, beautiful level, and who just take you as you are, really, also call you out, obviously, but also just let you be. It's just one of the most beautiful things one can have in one's life. And so, yeah, that's how I'm gonna end this. Well, talking to you tomorrow.